What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, everybody. This is Mark Moore. I'm here with my co-host, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
And today we're going to talk about animals, livestock, and chickens. How's that sound?
Sounds like a great time.
Okay. Let me ask you some questions, Kathy. Yes
okay.
or no?
Okay.
Have you ever been attacked by a chicken?
Yes.
Have you ever been attacked by hogs?
Yes.
Have you ever shot an alligator?
Yes.
Okay. So just to... I guess Kay's got some experience with animals and livestock, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So most people have a pet, dogs, cats.
But not an alligator.
Not an alligator. Well, they may.
Might.
Yeah, they may. It's somebody in Florida or in New York have a pet alligator inside the apartment
or
something?
Who knows? You
know, snakes?
Snakes, yes.
So what we run into from an insurance standpoint is that we have to ask people what animals they have on their premises.
Yes, we do.
Particularly dogs. What kind of dogs do insurance companies have an issue with, Kathy?
Usually ones that have bitten before. It could be a Rottweiler or a pit bull. They have some issues with German Shepherds sometimes, too.
There's a list.
There's a whole list.
I don't have the list
have.
Here in front of me, but normally, what's it like? Is it Akita or something?
Yes, Akita.
And there's some kind of a hybrid wolf you can buy?
Yes.
So there has been situations where, you know, you're responsible for your animal, what your animal does, and what your animal, where your animal is fenced and state. So I've got a story here that's recently on the news. This is coming courtesy of WSVN-TV. And we're going to play a little clip here about a gentleman that actually went to jail over a chicken.
Yes, this is on YouTube.
This is on YouTube. Anybody can watch it.
Get ready for this story. A Florida man is speaking out after a month in jail. He's accused of killing his neighbor's rooster. He says the rooster attacked him and he was wrongfully imprisoned. But his former friend says that is not the case.
I didn't know to give it a 21-gun salute, CPR, mouth to mouth. You know, or call the chicken ambulance.
Big Roo was Jason DeFelice's pet rooster. That is until James Nix hit it with a stick.
So I'm defending myself. You know, I was feared for my safety. And the chicken, you know, died.
Nix says the rooster attacked people.
I have not heard that because I know the neighbor here. I know him. Like, we're friends. He never said anything to me about it.
I did tell him. After the chicken hit my dad, I said, hey, man, the chicken attacked my dad. Oh, what's it doing? It's just a chicken. What's he going to do? You know, okay, well, look.
He says the rooster followed and attacked him.
His neck flares up, and he's doing his thing, and he's trying to jump up at me. And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me, and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever.
But when DeFelice came home, all he saw was his rooster dead in a ditch.
I said, I'm calling JSO. I called JSO. JSO didn't do nothing. And then a couple days later, I realized I could call animal control.
And in late June, James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me. Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Really.
While the neighbors continue this very important fight, Nix says he never should have been arrested in the first place.
What did we just see?
He had a point, right? I mean, chickens
what
die
just
every
happens?
Day, but that poor neighbor lost his unclucky friend.
So what do you think, Kathy?
That's quite a story.
That's quite a story.
Yes.
So there's a good example of two neighbors.
Right.
And it wasn't clear where the chicken approached the man. It appears like it may have been on the owner of a chicken's property.
Correct.
I don't know that, but
it was very unclear on that situation.
I think growing up here, it was perfectly socially acceptable if your dog went down to the neighbor's house and got the chickens, the neighbor could shoot the dog.
Right.
And that was, nobody would have argued about that
right.
growing up around here. Happened to me. We had a neighbor that had chickens, and what's that dog's name? I guess it was Daisy or Cocker Spaniel, or it's a Brittany Spaniel. Mm-hmm. It went down to our neighbor's house and raided the chicken house. And next thing I knew, Dad was giving the dog away, because if he didn't give a dog away, then our neighbor's going to shoot the dog.
Right.
So these kind of disputes,
most of the time people give you a warning about it. Hey, keep your dog up, or keep your dog fenced, or what have you, because they're coming into our, you know, sort of the livestock, and that makes sense if you've been warned, type of thing.
So when your animal leaves your premises,
yes.
Or even if somebody's on the premise, like somebody comes to your house and your dog
could be the Ups guy, the FedEx guy, it could be
the Amazon, insurance guy making a picture.
The insurance guy, that's actually happened to us too.
One of my things that we do at our agency, if we go out and inspect a house, I always ask my agents to ask the customer if you have any dogs, because you could have a situation where you get, you know, we don't want our employee to get bit either.
Correct.
But a dog does not know boundaries, or a dog does not know where somebody who owns property. I mean, they're just there defending their territory. And if somebody rolls up on their house, and perhaps they, you know, you might be in trouble. Every time we went and made an inspection, one time the dog was looking down at us.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what kind of dog was that?
I don't know. We were sitting in the car, and he was looking down at me
He was taller than the window.
He was taller than the runner.
I love that
it
dog.
It wasn't a Great Dane. It was a
Mastiff. It was an awesome
and
dog.
And it was a massive dog.
Yeah, it was. I like that dog.
A massive dog, not a
It wasn't
mastiff.
Aggressive.
No, but it's kind of unnerving when you're sitting there and it's looking at you.
We have a big dog.
Yes.
He's a what?
He's supposed to be a giant schnauzer doodle.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yes.
But he's a nice dog. He's scared of his own shadow. He's like a big chicken dog.
Yeah.
But, you know, if your dog...
He's not our only dog we have.
You know, so as an insurance agent, there has been times where we cannot get insurance on a particular dog breed. I mean,
especially if they've had a history of biting.
That's unfortunately, you know, the kids will hate that, but if you've set a precedence there where you knew the dog bites people, you may just have to consider getting rid of a dog.
Right.
Or you're taking a big risk if you don't, because that's one of the things about negligence, is that you have to know that there's a risk, and if you fail to act after the risk, or after something's manifested itself as a risk, and you don't act, and then somebody gets injured because of your decision, that's when you're negligent.
Right.
And
plus the fact that when you sign your application, that's a contract, a legal contract with the insurance carrier saying that your dog doesn't bite, and this is what type of dogs you actually have in your household, and find out later you don't have those, that could be an issue.
Yes, we had
there's a claim.
Remember that claim years ago we had? This has been a long time ago. I guess probably when Kathy and I first started working together, where there was a customer that calls up and they say, we were just sitting there and the dog all of a sudden just went berserk and it bit like a whole room full of people.
Yes, it did.
And it almost, it was kind of like suspective to me, like a dog would just be all of a sudden just attacked for no reason.
Right.
I don't know. It's
usually
hard.
Usually they're provoked.
I would have to think somebody provoked the dog. But the owners of the property were trying to file a claim, I think, on their medical payments coverage.
Right.
But that's not going to cover. That's for a third party.
Yes.
So I think we did
not
end
people
up
in the household.
We didn't end up paying some money out on the guest that was there. The best time. You remember that?
Right.
Kathy, you remember?
Yes, I remember all about it. Yes.
But it was really a strange turn of events.
That was.
The dog just somehow, I don't know why.
And we definitely have had some issues where we've heard people with dogs and other claims in the past where they have, maybe it's a child has gone up and bit their face and they've had to have surgeries.
Yeah,
and
those
stuff
are ones
like that.
I hate to even talk
about. Yeah, so those are really bad. So just, you know, people need to be careful with their children around dogs as well.
News stories in Hayesville actually about aggressive dogs and who's responsible and also what entity in the county is responsible for a dog. Mm-hmm. I read in the paper that this comes underneath the sheriff's department now. If it's there is no animal control in our area.
That's in Hayesville.
I don't know about other places. I mean, I'm sure, you know, if you're in a metro area, obviously you got a dog catcher or whatever. But it's very, if you own these types of dogs, you're also taking a risk for liability. And if
they damage your property, you're going to be having to take responsibility for that too.
The dogs are very good at that.
Yes.
Our dogs seem to damage our own property. They're digging something up. I'm having, you know, we've had all kind of issues where I'm having to clean
up after
a dog.
Especially when they're puppies. Yeah, especially when they're puppies.
They love to chew. So we will be back after the break talking some more about insurance and animals. My name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my co-host, Kathy Moore, and we're on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and we're on our show, which is called Peace of Mind, with my husband, Mark, here as my co-host. We want to let you know where our offices are located. We have three locations, which is called More Insurance Services. We are located in Hayesville, North Carolina on Highway 64, next to United Community Bank. Come by and see Mandy, Amy, Diane, Rose, Mark, myself, and Diane. We'd like to help you with your insurance needs there. Then you have our other location, which is located in Hiawassee, Georgia on Main Street, 150 South Main Street, and Suite C, which is right next to the hospital. We're in a red brick building there called Town Trace. Come by and see Joanne there. And lastly, our last location for More Insurance Services is in Blairsville, across from Home Depot, next to the post office, and we're located in the South State Bank building on our own separate section there that we actually have there. Come by and see Ashley, Greg, Cindy, and Shana. Our other location is in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance. It is a division of More Insurance. Come by and see Velda and Emily. That's located on Highway 64, past Arby's on there on the left-hand side. Also, our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge next to United Community Bank. If you're also there between that and Burger King, come by and see Jeremy, Carrie, Kathy Hunter, and they'll love to help you with their insurance name. Also, check out all these podcasts on our website at www.more-insurance.com and like us on Facebook.
Okay, so today we're talking about animals and pets and livestock and what that means when it comes to liability. You're responsible for the actions of your animal.
Correct.
Just, you know, if your dog bites somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, let me ask you a question. Before the break, or we talked about the first segment, that you have actually been attacked by a chicken.
Yes, I have.
So what happened with that chicken?
It actually attacked me and
First of all, why did it attack you?
I don't know. It was a mean chicken my grandfather had on his
farm.
Well,
you stuck your tongue out of it.
Well, I did. I was young.
How old were you?
I was probably like
28?
Four.
Oh, four. Okay.
And my grandfather had this horrible mean rooster that would terrorize all the grandkids. And one day it came at me and took a big plug, and I was bleeding all over my legs from it.
So you're actually bleeding from the chicken bite.
Yeah, I was bleeding. And we didn't see much of that chicken after that because my grandfather was there and we had chicken and dumplings that night.
So you had chicken and dumplings.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. Is it the same chicken?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's like my cousin John one time. He was upset. He was like a little boy, and the hogs had escaped, and he was all upset about the hogs were gone. And his mom looks and goes, "We had bacon for breakfast this morning." Mm-hmm. So sometimes animals disappear.
Yes, but that was because he did something to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, so don't mess with a grandchild.
Yes.
A chicken got what it deserved, I guess.
I guess.
So livestock, you're responsible for your fencing.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some really good fences and some really bad fences.
Correct.
So if you have a homeowner's policy and you own livestock, you are not covered for an animal getting out on the road unless you buy a endorsement, which means you're buying extra coverage.
Correct.
That gives you liability insurance for your animal getting out on the road.
Right.
An animal can easily cause an accident. You know, one time we were up at the farm, in Tuskegee, my dad and I were burning a bank around the creek, and we had a dog, and I saw this, I'll tell you maybe about this dog too, but we saw, it was like dusk, we couldn't really see, I saw some kind of movement. Well, the dog had, we had left the gate down, and the dog had started chasing the cows, and it chased the cows out of the pasture, up the road, and then a guy coming by hit one of the cows and damaged his vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a liability claim.
Right.
Another crazy one we had, my mother and dad's friends left their car in the driveway at their house. They got back in town. And they started finding pieces of their car all around the carport. Well, the dog just decided to use it as a chew toy. It chewed all the molding off the car. I think it was like between $1,500. So we actually, that's not an auto claim from, well, it could be auto claim from the auto insurance policy. But my mother and dad were able to turn that in their homeowner's policy. It's a liability claim because mm-hmm. it was damaged to the auto. Mm-hmm. So your animal can cause lots of damage.
Yes.
Definitely. Quick story. This has nothing to do with insurance, but my father was gone for a week, and my mom had to feed the dog. And she was, it was a big deal because the dog was chained to a tree. And she's
it
like,
it would jump on everybody.
It would jump on everybody, mm-hmm. yeah. And so she decided to... I'm going to go to Hardee's and just, I'm going to drive by there and just throw out the Hardee's bag and let the dog eat it. So she was like really nervous about it. And so I came, my dad was gone for this, like I said, a week. I came home and the dog was out there. Mom had been feeding the dog and there was this big, huge mound of dog food in the bowl. And Mom said, that dog is so depressed. Your dad's gone. It won't even eat. It just looks at its food and won't eat. And so I went out there and sure enough, Mom, there's a big thing of food. But my mother has put the food too far away where the dog couldn't reach the food with his chain. All I could do is just look at it. So it wasn't even close enough to even get to. So I thought it was kind of a funny story. But
it wasn't funny for the dog.
No, not for the dog. And subsequently, that dog ended up getting struck by lightning. We had it on chain. And so if you have a pet, this is a side note, you may want to be very careful because it unfortunately, the dog died. It got struck by lightning. But you've got to be careful. Another dog story. We had... the dog escaped, and there was a lady come down the it's the same dog, it was coming down the road, and the dog started jumping on the lady, and it actually ripped her her dress. And so my mother had to go out and get a seamstress and replace the dress. So you've got to be, dogs and people sometimes are not a good mix, you know, especially if it's a neighbor or a bystander. You know, if you have a dog to bite somebody, you got to be sure to have, hopefully, some sort of way to keep them separated. We had, tell them about what we have at our house, Kathy. It's called Pet Safe.
Yes, we, for our animals, we have on a, they're called electric fence, or it's basically underground, or they have like collars that can.
It's a wireless
there's
fence.
Like a, you can have them underground, or you can have the wireless part of it, but you can actually put them on their collars, and it will keep them from going off into the
neighbor's property.
Or, yeah, and you can set it at a different radius of how far it can go. And that's been really helpful. You just need to make sure that the batteries are changed before you go on vacation.
The dogs, at some point, figure out they can't do it.
Yeah.
It starts beeping, and then once they get close to where they're going to get shocked, once they've got shocked, they know where you can try training them with putting up flags or where sure their boundaries are. But dogs are smart, and then at some point, they may discover, hey, that thing's not on.
Right.
I take off to a neighbor's house.
Right.
But the damage that, dogs can cause property damage. They can cause...
I think with the cases that we've had, for actually claims that we've had, it's usually been a dog who's bitten somebody or has teared up something that someone of the neighbors, or of course they've had issues where cows have gotten
livestock
have gotten out, horses, what have you. And then of course we've looked at, we've had different people hit a lot of different things.
Yeah, we had our claim of the year, claim of the decade was we had a customer hit a emu, right? Emu, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
They called up and they said, well, if it's going to happen to anybody, it's going to happen to us. And
right.
Our daughter was driving somewhere, and they hit an ostrich.
Outside of Asheville. Yeah.
Hit an ostrich. Well, I found out later it was an emu.
Yeah, they had a farm out there by the interstate, and it had escaped, and it was out on the highway. So, again, animals can cause problems for you liability-wise or even property-wise. So just keep that in mind when you have
animals. One of the saddest ones I heard, I remember it on the news, that it was in Canada. Surely she was a tender-hearted girl. Stopped on the interstate to rescue ducks out there. That was great, but I think she ended up going to jail. Mm-hmm. She stopped in the road, and then somebody on a motorcycle came behind her and was killed. Mm-hmm. And she was liable for that death because she stopped on the interstate. I've told my daughter as a driver, sometimes you may just have to kill the animal. You may just have to, unfortunately. If you're going to direct the car or be in an accident, a squirrel. We had another customer that had an accident over a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the same people hit the emu. As a matter of fact, a squirrel came out the road and he swerved to miss the squirrel mm-hmm. and yes. caused a bunch of damage.
Right.
I mean, I love animals. I like animals, but you have to be careful when you're driving a vehicle when it comes to animals. If you, I'm kind of all over the place today, but talking about auto insurance, if you actually hit an animal on the road, that's going to be under your comprehensive coverage.
Right.
And you got to be sure to hit the animal because if you have an accident and you're considered at fault, and it's a collision loss, that's going to raise your rates. But we do have quite a few comprehensive claims where people with a deer
and
animal
are encouraging, of course, you to hit them. But of course, we're trying to avoid. You know, you try to avoid them if
avoid
you can.
Avoid the accident.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's animal show today. And anyway, we enjoyed it, and we will be back next week on Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.